Good morning, Department of Transport and MDT, RTIA, officials from the Remedial License Officers from our provinces. This morning we starting with the final mandate on the ARTO bill. I must also indicate that we are supposed also to be dealing with the negotiating mandate on the National Land Transport Amendment Bill. But it transpired that there is one province that has requested to the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces for an extension because they have not yet started with the public hearings on the National Land Transport Bill.
Yes.
So it means we still have to wait for that process, but we will await actually the response of the chairperson, Honorable Thandi Modise, with regard to that situation. So we decided then that for now we should only deal with the ARTO final mandate. I think we've been together since September or October last year when the first briefing was given to us. So we know each other very well. So I'll request that we don't deal with the introduction. Special welcome to Eastern Cape, Special Delegate. I think she's the only one from the province. I don't see any other province. So what is going to be the process now is that we will deal with the final mandate. We will do that alphabetically. And after the final mandate, we will then do clause by clause of the bill. And we then deal with the report of the committee. After we're done with the ARTO final mandate, then we deal with the committee program. And then we deal with the just before the committee program, we'll deal with the minutes, two sets of minutes, the minutes, because we had two meetings on the same day. Can we have order in the house? When you were asking where now was about, I didn't know that you're talking to one on the phone. So we'll then deal with the minutes of the briefing on the credit. So I was going to read now the KZN final mandate. We're starting now with the final mandate, and you are the third province. I will ask for a volunteer then. I tried to address this issue of KZN representation, diverting along with the chief whip, and he gave us the name of the person who was going to replace Honorable Mthethwa, because he's also in another committee, actually acting as a chair. But then he himself persuaded me, no, I still want to remain in the committee. But now he's on and off. And I was trying to avoid the same thing. The person is on and off. When he decides to go to COP wanted to discuss this with the chief. I did discuss it. He gave us the name of another person. Honorable Mteka was not happy with that. Now he's causing us to be unhappy, but he's on and off now. But I'll have to address it again with the chief. So I was saying that there are two sets of minutes. One is the briefing from the Department of the Economic Development Department on the National Credit Amendment Bill. Then the other one was the response of the Department of Transport on the National Land Transport Bill. So those are the two sets of the competition. The National Credit is another committee, it's a trade. Yeah, it was a competition amendment bill. Thanks for calling. So let's start then with the Eastern Cape. What you do, you read your mandate, and we will have to ask for a volunteer to read the mandate for Free State. I've just been informed that with regard to Gauteng, the sitting currently, I've just been told that amongst other things, considering the final mandate. We've just received a final mandate from Northern Cape. We do have mandate from KZN, Mpumalanga, Northern Cape. We don't have a mandate yet from Northwest. We do have a mandate from Western Cape. So if you can make sure that you have all those. I think the mandate that you won't have is a Gauteng and Northwest. But you should have all the other mandates of all the other provinces. Thank you very much. Okay, let's start with the Eastern Cape.
Thank you, Chairperson. Vote of the Eastern Cape Legislature, the province votes in favor of the bill amendment and mandates the Eastern Cape Permanent Delegate to the NCOP to vote in favor of this bill. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Next province, can we ask the volunteer for the Free State?
Chairperson, my spirit is not rested. Because when you mentioned Eastern Cape, we have heard about the passing of the Honourable Mwita, and I thought that it would just rest my spirit. Is it a son? The email said her, sir. My message said to her, I was the son, chair. Okay. May his soul rest in peace, chair. Chairperson, the Free State Legislature votes in favor of the government.
We'll skip Gauteng and go to KwaZulu-Natal and volunteer for KwaZulu-Natal.
There's no one, Chairman.
But there is a mandate that has been sent. I'm asking if there's any volunteer.
There's no volunteer.
Can you please keep quiet, Honorable Mabwe?
There's no volunteer.
Thank you very much, Jefferson. I volunteer to read the final mandate of KZN on the Wamakwe.
Go ahead, thank you.
The KwaZulu-Natal Legislature met on the 18th, because they are saying the KwaZulu-Natal Legislature met today. They say the 18th October 2018, and agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation to the Council, to the National Council of Provinces, to support the administrative adjudication of road traffic offences amendment bill B38D of 2015, signed by the Honourable Errol Benson, NPL Speaker, on the very same day.
Thank you very much. Next one is Limpopo.
Thank you, Chairperson. the province, Limpopo province, vote in favor of the bill. They did not want to say many things. Only the center, they vote in favor. Thanks.
Help us with the Mpumalanga.
Thank you, Chairperson. The Portfolio Committee on Public Works, Roads and Transport, Community Safety, Security and License, the committee, after considering the administrative adjudication of road traffic offences amendment bill, D3AG 2015, conferred on the permanent delegate representing Mpumalanga province in the NPP a mandate to vote in favour of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Northern Cape.
Thanks, Chairperson. Although this is not the original, but let's go with this. The final mandate of the Northern Cape, the administrative adjudication of road traffic offences amendment bill, B3AD 2015, date of the deliberation was the 23rd of October, the vote of the legislator, and the legislator votes in favour of the bill.
Last one, Western Cape, any volunteers?
Thank you, Chairperson. The name of the bill is the same, B3AD. This is just the western part of the Northern Cape. So I don't know how you will see this, as this is only the western part of the Northern Cape. The Western Cape Provincial Parliament confers on the Western Cape delegation in National Council of Province that the authority do not support the bill.
That was the last one. How many are in support? In support, one is against. The other two have not yet spent their money. Gauteng province and the Northwest province. I thought you wanted to say something. The next stage now is to vote on the bill clause by clause. Okay, first, let me check if we all have copies. Administrative Adjudication of Road Traffic Offences Amendment Bill, as amended by the Select Committee on Economic and Business Development. It comes from the Minister of Transport. The number is brackets B380S2015. The next page, all these pages are not numbered. The bill that I'll take it, the purpose, I'll read the purpose, to amend the administrative. Oh, let me first check if we agree with the cover page. Agreed? The purpose of the bill to amend the administrative adjudication of road traffic offences act. 1998, so as to substitute and insert certain definitions to improve the manner of serving documents to infringers, to add to the function of the Road Traffic Infringement Authority, to to repeal certain obsolete provision, to establish and administer rehabilitation program, to provide for the apportionment of penalties, to provide for the establishment of the appeal tribunal and matters related thereto, to effect textual corrections, and to provide for matters connected herewith. What I'll do, I'm not going to read now the clause, I'll just say clause one, and then see whether there are any comments, whether we agree on clause one, clause two, until we finish with the whole document. So I won't be reading. So I'm starting now. Clause one. Agreed? Clause two. Agreed? Clause 3, agreed. Clause 4, agreed. Clause 6, agreed. Clause 5, agreed. Clause 6, agreed. Clause 7, agreed. Clause 8, agreed. Clause 9, agreed. Or did I skip it? Clause 8, agreed. Clause 9, agreed. Clause 10, agreed. Clause 11, agreed. Clause 12, agreed. Clause 13, agreed. Clause 14, agreed. Clause 15, agreed. Clause 16, agreed. Clause 17, it's on page 11. Clause 17, the numbers are on top of the page. Clause 17, agreed. Clause 18, agreed. Clause 19, agreed. Clause 20, agreed. Clause 21, agreed. Clause 22, agreed. Clause 23, agreed. I won't go to the memorandum of the objectives. So I take that we agree to the memorandum on the object of the administrative adjudication of road traffic offences amendment 2015. Agreed. We agreed with the clauses of the bill, B380 2015. So the next now is the report. I'm going to read the report and then I'll ask for the mover and the second for the acceptance of the report. Let me just check if we all have the report. Do we all have the report? It's a written report of the Select Committee on Economic and Business Development on the Administrative Adjudication of Road Traffic Offences Amendment Bill, B380 2015, Section 76, dated 30 October 2018. Do we all have? Can you, Martin, can you arrange a copy for Honorable Tat? I'm starting to read now. The Select Committee on Economic and Business Development, having considered the administrative adjudication of Road Traffic Offences Amendment Bill, B38D, 2015, Section 76, referred to it, report that it has agreed to the bill with amendments, the process followed by the committee. The administrative adjudication of Road Traffic Offences Amendment Bill, B38D, 2015, Section 76, was referred to the Select Committee on Economic and Business Development on the 5th September 2017. The Department of Transport was invited to brief the committee on the 24th October 2017. The committee advertised the bill for 2 weeks, inviting all interested stakeholders to submit written submissions. Further, the advert indicated whether stakeholders would like to make an oral submission. The committee facilitated public participation and received 4 submissions prior to the closing date. All of the submissions were considered and all submitters were invited to make oral submissions. Only 2 submitters availed themselves to make oral presentation and 2 submitters declined. On 14 and 21st of August 2018, the committee considered the negotiating mandates on the bill. The Department of Transport responded on the submission received and responded to questions by members in respect thereof. On 23rd August 2018, the committee deliberated on the content of the bill and considered the issues raised in the public participation period and the department's response thereto. Having considered the matter, the committee agreed to adopt the bill with amendment as follows: that the following be a new clause, amendment of Section 19 of Act 46 of 1998 as amended by Section 10 of Act 72 of 2002. Section 19 of the Principal Act is hereby amended, A, by the insertion in substitution 2B of the word or at the end of subparagraph I. B, by the substitution 2B for expression or of a full stop at the end of subparagraph 2, and C, by the deletion in substitution of 2B of subparagraph 3, Roman figures. Clause 15. On page 8 in line 32, to omit 6B and to substitute 6A, 2. On page 9, after line 51, to insert the following subsection. 3. The tribunal may, on good cause shown, condone the late filing of an appeal or review. On page 11, from line 28, to omit section 29, the 291, and to substitute the following section, appeals and reviews, 29I, any person affected by the decision of the tribunal may A, apply to a magistrate court designated by the minister in terms of the promotion of Administrative Justice Act 2000, Act number 3 of 2000, to review that decision, or to appeal to a magistrate court against the decision of the tribunal. 2, an appeal or review against the decision of the tribunal must be lodged with the relevant magistrate court within 30 days of the decision of the tribunal. Clause 16, on page 11, from line 41, to omit paragraph A and to substitute the following paragraph. A, by the substitution for subsection 1 of the following subsection. 1, any document required to be served on an infringer in terms of this act must be served on the infringer personally or sent by registered mail to his or her last known address by A, personal service, B, postage, or C, electronic service, and report to be considered. Can we have a mover and a seconder for the adoption of the report?
Chair, I'm not moving, just if I may, before we get there. On page 3, just as a comment. Page 2, just as a comment on clause 15. Maybe we should correct that that 29I, you know, I will share freely my legal writing skills with the committee. That I should be put in brackets. Otherwise, it will lead to misreading. It's very important. It's a technical error that we need to correct quickly. That's the first part. And then on page 3 again, on legal writing skills, the problem there on the last paragraph where you say the personal service personally or sent by registered mail is or your last known address, A, personal service, B, postage, then it should be and or electronic service. Then you delete the last and it doesn't make sense. That's how you write a piece of legislation. This is how you do it, and I freely give that service to this committee. It's called legal writing skills. Thank you, Chair.
That's the first other legal from this.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning to everyone. Chair, 29I, we cannot put the I in bracket because it's the section, so it's like a big section. It's like saying section 1. The reason is saying 29I because it's an insertion to an existing legislation. And it's a whole chapter. So you would see that the first one would say 29A, 29B, and then it follows, all in capital letters. On the second comment, Chair, we cannot put and or all. It's either we put and or we put all. We do not draft like that in legislation anymore because it makes it unclear and it makes legislation ambiguous. Because if we're going to say personal service or stage or end, then we don't know which one what would be the meaning of that. If we say or, it means you can serve in any of those ways. If we say end, it means you must serve in all those ways to one person. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you.
The last end is correct, Chair, because remember this is an A list, so we are inserting those things into the amendment bill. So it's in the middle of the bill that we're inserting it. So the end is correct where it is.
I wanted to clarify to Honourable Mokwe, if you look at the bill that we've just done clause by clause, you'll find that there will be those kind of amendments. For example, on page 8, establishment and constitution of tribunal, it says 29A. So then it will be 29A, 29B, and 29I. So that's how. Honorable Matika.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Now that the Honorable Makuru has heard the correct wording and how we write this law or the act, I move that we adopt. Thank you.
Chair, if you will allow me, I thought that I will come before the Honourable Dihana. Just a minor, but it adds to the flow, Chair. Still under clause 15, on point 1 there, where it says on page 8, in line 32, to omit 6B, and to substitute. Now it looks like we are substituting 6A. The legal advisor may use more intelligence than me on that. I wanted to just propose, Chair, that we put in there to substitute it by 6A. I don't know whether it's legally allowed.
Thank you, Chair. The mere fact that those words are in inverted commas, it means that we are substituting by using them in the text of the bill. This is unfortunately how we draft the A list. Also, Shawal, I'm still speaking. Can I just correct something on page 2 of the amendment of section 19? We're saying section 19 of the principal act is hereby amended by the insertion in substitution. That is incorrect, Chair. That should be saying by the insertion in subsection 2B. And also the next one, the B and the C. If we could be allowed, Chair, to change that before Chair signs the report. Thank you, Chair.
The report with those corrections, because they are technical corrections, they are not substantive. Instead of, it could be like a typo, instead of saying subsection, then say substitution. There's a mover for the adoption. Can I have a second?
I shall second, Chair.
Chair, I want to put it on record that we have adopted with that correct correction, not that first
wrong correction. Okay.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I would also like to be noted the minority view on this bill by the DA, that we do not support the bill, as a number of provisions in the Act will not survive judicial scrutiny, as they are especially not in line with the provision of Section 34 and 35 of the Constitution. We are not convinced that R2 in its final draft will effectively change the current bad road behaviour and issues around the design of merit points focused only on the negative. Municipalities will also be negatively affected, as their income stream collected for traffic offences would now be diverted to the province instead of the revenue direct to the municipal coffers. The adversarial system that underlies South Africa's civil and criminal justice system provides that a person that alleges must prove his or her allegation, and not that a person who is accused of a crime or civil wrongdoing must prove he or her innocence. And it's thus alarming that Section 20 of this Principal Act seems to move away from this position. Finally, to this moment, not a single rand value could be quoted to indicate that financial effect R2 has had on the revenue streams of the two pilot project cities, and that cost it will find, and at what cost it will finally come to government to implementing, including operational equipment and all other costs included, as this will be astronomical. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, out of respect, I didn't want to call order on Honorable Fava's statement. But Honorable Fava comes from the Northern Cape, and the Northern Cape has voted in favor. And we can't, this is not a platform in the committee level to be raising issues of political party posture against legislation. In the official House sitting where the amendment bill will be considered, the chair, who's chairing the session by then, will afford committees to the political parties to make declaration. And Honorable Fava is always at liberty at that stage to make whatever statements that he wants to make. At this level, we are voting on behalf of provinces, and therefore we are bound by provincial mandates. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much for that correction. Also, in Section 76, even at the House, you won't be allowed to make that statement unless that statement comes from the province of the Western Cape, if they so wish, in terms of their declaration. Thank you. Honorable, I thought you had your hand. Honorable Mako.
Chairman, I find it very interesting that we are processing legislation
And as Parliament, we're trying to be as consultative as we possibly can. And I don't think there is anything that inhibits political parties from making their positions known when we have the public hearings. If you are democratic, you participate in democratic processes. Chair, also that we have a mandate here from the Western Cape, which is not from the DA, but from the Western Cape, where the DA is the ruling party. And it is quite disheartening, Chair, that when we are concerned about the numbers of people that are dying on our roads, that we can have a simple one-liner to just say that we don't support without a motivation, or even using the opportunity to impact on the legislative processes. As a member of the ruling party in this government, we will continue to consult with those that are prepared to participate in the democratization processes. Thank you, Chair.
I think I'll also rule the same way that as Gauteng then encountering if, say, the Western Cape were to come with a declaration of volume, and then if Gauteng province then will come with a counter declaration. So for now, I think we're done. Honourable members, the report has been moved and seconded. Moved by Honourable Tikhale, seconded by Honourable Makhuwe. The next step now would be to make sure that the report is ATC, and then once it is ATC, then the Office of the Chief Whip will ensure that it is in the program of the plenary. The last plenary will be before the one that will be dealing with the adopted budget, but it will be on the 29th. So we'll target that it should go to the House by the 29th of November. But it won't come into effect because we have made amendments. Those amendments must now go back to the National Assembly, to the Portfolio Committee of the National Assembly. So it's not done yet. It must still go to the National Assembly Portfolio Committee. After that, it must go back to the House. And the House will only take place after the SONA in February. So this bill will effectively be passed after the SONA in February. So there won't be any sitting. I think the NCOB will be the last House to meet on the 30th. 30th will be on Friday. We're not checking the program. We're having a plenary on Friday on the 30th to pass the adjusted fee. So after that, we go on a recess or constant period, and we only coming back in January, but we won't have a plenary until the SONA. SONA will be in February, and only then that I don't even think that it will go to the Portfolio Committee by that by the end of this year, because the only passing is possible, even after possible, by the 29th of November, and the next day it will be the last day. So once it is ATC, that it has been passed by the House, and then it will then be referred to the Portfolio Committee for them to consider the amendments that come from this committee or from the House. I was just trying to clarify the process from now, that it can only go, the argument is that it in January, so it could go to Portfolio Committee in January, and then maybe can then be considered in the plenary of the NA somewhere welfare from the legal service side if you want to say anything. State law advisor, anything? Okay, we're done with the bill. Oh, sorry, Honorable Dikhal.
Chairperson, I just want a clarity, because from the beginning of this term, when we were doing our induction, we've been taught that we are representing the provinces. So I just want to check as to how the secretary is going to capture this issue of a minority party, the one that was raised by the Honorable Papa.
Minority view. Usually minority view come when we deal with the Section 75, where then political parties participate
but
as political parties.
Law, we had a chance on the labor law.
Labor law was the Section 75. That's why we, even when I was reading the report in the House, I mentioned the TA view. You can remember that those views were coming from you. So I read, because it was Section 75, and Section 75 is voted by individuals, and when it comes to declaration, it is parties that make declaration, not provinces. And then when it comes to Section 76, it is provinces that make declaration, and also it is provinces that vote in the House. Sorry.
You let me read Western Cape so I can declare that as Western Cape.
No, you won't be Western Cape in the House. You will be not the Cape in the House.
But why am I allowed to read Western Cape?
I was asking for volunteers because they are not represented.
I volunteer the view of the Western Cape.
Thank you very much. Can we just take a 5 minute break? The next point will be the minutes and also the program. Just want to. That's 5 minutes.
Yeah. The lot, most of it was done. These are the little children, the way of the year, the only time, because it is only 5 minutes. But that is not easy. So the year of a son is finding a director. If you were any poetry, and there was such a huge lot of revenue, but they don't want to say that. This is beer position, a logical position. The
Falling.
Yeah. No, this is a Ramaphosa. He was obviously one. We've got to a situation where people don't do the right thing even though they know it's the right thing. I'd rather lead politics than live with conscience like that. It's book I later. Never suffice. I say to my wife, I'd rather lead politics next than living with a guilty conscience. So you should have been up long ago. Overall politics. I would rather go out of policy than live with a rotten conscience. But if these don't situations, don't worry about that. But you know what? We all die one day. We must be living on. Did you read your Bible? I don't care if it's political or anything. The day will come.
What are you talking about the Bible?
I'm saying if you read the Bible, life is life.
Yeah, I'm not going to go back.
apologies.
I have I've got minutes here of the 9th of October. As I was indicating earlier, that we had two meetings on the 9th of October. But I see there are also minutes of which we long adopted of the 14th August. We dealt with those long time ago. I don't know if everybody got the minutes of the 9th of October. If not, then we deferred. Are they there? The 9th?
Yes, we got it.
Disregard the minutes of the 14th of August and the minutes of the 21st of August. But disregard, because we dealt with those a long time ago.
Yes, okay, thank you.
Look at the minutes of the...
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Oh, can we go to the 14th of August amendment?
No, we deal with the minutes of the 9th of October.
And what about 14th of August?
Oh, yes.
Can I not bring that one back on the review?
No.
Not sure. Can we, let's start with the one that are on the economic development, because that one was in the morning. I'm trying to check which one.
Oh, can I just tell this?
Yeah, I look at that one.
Yeah, let's start with the one that deals with the department, the economic department there, on the presentation of the competition amendment bill. You got that one? Written date, Tuesday, 09 October 2018. There are two sets of those, because one meeting was in the morning, the other one was in the afternoon. Remember when we moved from here, we went to the... The time is the same? The other one says the 1400 hours.
The other one says
10. Can you, what time is that one? 2 o'clock. Can you bring a 10 o'clock one there? On the 9th? Correct.
commission, the Senate correctly spelled the initial next page, page 2, correction, omission, on your page 2.
Chairperson, just my learned colleague here next to me picked up that Honorable Launt was definitely not here, but it just says absent, but he was not part of the committee anymore at that stage. He already resigned as NCOP member, so he cannot be absent if he resigned.
We wouldn't know by that time he has resigned at the time. Yeah. Any correction on page 2 of the minutes? Page 3, any correction? In the last page? Can we have a second there? Then we go to the next set of minutes, same date, different the time and the committee venue. It was the committee room 2, 19 play. Page 1, page 2, page 3, which is also the last page, except the point that was raised by Honorable Makoe that in the minute when the amendments is the committee secretary to take those amendments. Other than that, can we have a move and a second for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Tikhale?
I move to adopt the minutes.
Thank you. Any second?
Honorable
Makoe. Happy. I second you. Thank you very much. Then we're done with the minutes. The last item, Honourable Members, is the committee program. Can we, I first check if we all have the copies of the committee program? The amended fourth term committee program, the Committee on Economic and Business Development. Do we all have copies? Okay. One of the members, I had indicated that with regard to the Department of Transport, the National Land Transport Amendment Bill, we await the response of the chairperson. But let's go straight, because we have dealt with the eleven. We indicated that meeting collapsed, so there was no meeting. And from the 16th to the 19th, we had the oversight in Durban. Okay, that's it. Today we were dealing with the final mandate on administrative adjudication of road transport offences amendment bill. Let me indicate that on the 10th of October, on the 9th of October, as we dealt with the minutes just now, we got a briefing from the Economic Development Department on the Competition Amendment Bill B23. What we have done now, Honorable Members, we have advertised for this bill. The deadline for this will be on the 7th. November. We're planning to have the public hearings on the 13th. Remember, on the 13th, we initially were going to have a final mandate on the National Land Transport Bill, but because the Northern Cape is
still have to go for public hearing on that bill. So we are unable to continue on the 30th. We are still waiting for the response of the chairperson. So we have used that day to deal with the public hearing on the competition amendment bill. We have made a request to the chairperson of committee, Honorable Nyambi, that we continue with the public hearings on the 15th, which will be on Thursday, and that has been approved. And then we have also on the 15th, as well as on the 16th, we made that request from the Chief Whip as well as the Chairperson of Court. We have also made a request that even during the report back session on taking Parliament to the people, that the department, we should have a committee on that during that period, so that we then get responses from the Economic Development Department on the written submission. And then we have deliberations on the 22nd, whilst we're still there. And then we deal with the... We finalize everything then on the 22nd, and then we hope that on the 27th, of November, then the bill will go to the House for consideration and adoption. Mm. And then from the 3rd to the 14th, it will be the constituency period.
Mm.
And then after that, then it's your leave, I think until the 7th of January 2019. So that is a program that we're tabling before you for consideration. Honourable members? Honourable Father?
Chairperson, I don't know. I see that you say constituency period 3rd to the 14th of December, but I got information that the NCOP will still sit for the next 2 weeks in December. And because of legislation that has to go through, apparently it's not going to be as previously that we will go on the recess or on constituent period from the 29th, but only the second week of December. If I could just have clarity on that, Chair.
Honourable Ntebe, can you assist?
No, Chair. Firstly, it is not, the drama is not true. What will keep us maybe a day or two long in Parliament, in Cape Town, before we go for constituency, would be the processing by the National Assembly on the issue that we can't really do anything, because National Assembly has to approve that and then it comes to us. But I know for a fact that sitting from the WIPARE side, we are anticipating that we might end with a day or two, not a week. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honourable Makoli.
Chair, I'm happy with the program. We just want to make an appeal, Chair, that we have that Friday, the 16th of November, on the program now, but that we ask that we look at whether we can push the legislation, the public hearings, so that we do not have to meet on the 16th. Because I'm working that whole weekend as well on the provincial legislature stuff. So.
Okay. Can we then have a move on the second for the adoption of the program? Honorable Makoe, Honorable Tepan.
Before I come on, Chair, I want to request the administration to check on the 2 days of the 20th November and the 22nd November, if it will be doable. If it can, they need to check on an exact date.
Okay.
And I second this move.
Thank you very much. That brings us to the end of our meeting. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. We'll see other tomorrow there's a trade and international relations.
The conference.
Honourable
Chair, I don't know whether the other members have the same problem. In the last meeting I made the appeal to Topeka that we have the programs of these two select committees in one document.
Yes, please, Chair.
Because we're so busy now that working on the two documents sometimes just complicates our lives. But Grace is not listening, so she's not coming to
But, Honourable, if I fully 100% agree with you, that's one thing that I can agree with.
If they can sit together, I've raised it with Rebecca again today, please.
No, but it's
and
why not
this Thanks, Honourable Matue. Thank you for that input.
That's it, sir. I think that's it.
Take me out. Wait a minute.